And that brings us to 0:30 Universal Time. In this hour's news, President Bush has called for Iran to immediately release the 15 captured British soldiers, that is, sailors. Mr. Bush said there is no reason for Iran's action. Mr. Bush said the Britons were in Iraqi waters when Iran seized them. The president said he supports the efforts of the Blair government in Britain to free the hostages. In Tehran, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad repeated that the Britons illegally entered Iranian waters. Mr. Ahmadinejad criticized Britain for refusing to apologize or express regret for the situation. British Foreign Secretary Margaret Beckett said her nation wants to be told where the sailors and Marines are and wants to meet with them. Britain says the Navy members were in Iraqi waters when Iran's Revolutionary Guards seized them. The United Nations Refugee Agency has said it will increase its work in Iraq to aid people who have fled their homes. High Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres said the Iraqi situation requires that the UN do more. The UN cut its operations in 2003 after its headquarters in Iraq was bombed. 22 people were killed in the attack. Mr. Guterres said about 2 million Iraqis have fled their country since the beginning of the war. Another 1,700,000 are displaced within Iraq. In other news of Iraq, 3 bombs killed at least 11 people and wounded 46 others. At least 400 people have been killed during the past week in Iraq. The week was one of the deadliest since a United States-led security campaign began in February. President Bush has welcomed Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to Camp David, the presidential country home. At a joint news conference, Mr. Bush said he believes trade is the best way to reduce poverty. He said Brazil and the United States should seek a trade agreement that is fair to both nations. The two leaders also discussed cooperation in supporting the development of new fuels made from crops. President Bush said he supports President Silva's plan for an international biofuels group. President Bush has restated his support for United States Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Mr. Gonzalez has faced strong criticism for his part in the dismissal of 8 American government lawyers last year. Mr. Bush told reporters that Mr. Gonzalez is, in his words, an honorable and honest man. The president also said there was no evidence of wrongdoing, but he said Mr. Gonzalez will answer questions in Congress to help find the truth. Critics say the United States lawyers were dismissed for political reasons. A number of Republican and Democratic lawmakers have called for Mr. Gonzalez to resign. You are listening to the news in VOA Special English. United States-led coalition forces in Afghanistan say they have detained a suspected Taliban commander. The coalition said the suspected militant and two other men were arrested on Friday in Kandahar province. The men's names were not released. At least one is reported linked to an attack on a tribal leader earlier this month. And in Rome, several hundred people gathered to demand the release of an Afghan language expert and a driver. The men were kidnapped along with Italian reporter Daniele Mastrogiacomo. The Italian government said on Saturday that it is increasing efforts to gain the release of the two men. Tens of thousands of Ukrainians have held competing demonstrations related to the power struggle between the president and the prime minister. The largest demonstration was in support of President Viktor Yushchenko. Demonstrators urged the president to dismiss parliament and hold early elections, as he has said he might do. Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych said he would not accept orders from the president. Mr. Yanukovych spoke to a smaller group. He is considered to be pro-Russian, while Mr. Yushchenko is said to be pro-Western. Mr. Yanukovych became prime minister last year after the president's allies failed to win enough votes to form a government. African Union forces in Somalia say they have reached an agreement with leaders of a powerful tribal group. A spokesman for the AU peacekeepers told VOA his group had reached a deal with the Hawiye group. He says fighting continues in Mogadishu between Islamic armed groups and government forces supported by Ethiopian troops. But the spokesman says AU forces and the areas they control have not been attacked. And Nepal's government has postponed a plan to officially announce a new cabinet that includes former Maoist rebels. Lawmakers say the nation's main political parties and former rebels do not agree about which parties will hold some cabinet positions. Officials say the parties will meet on Sunday to settle the dispute. And so briefly now, here again is the major news of this hour. President Bush has called for Iran to immediately release the 15 captured British sailors. The United Nations Refugee Agency has said it will increase its work in Iraq to aid people who have fled their homes. And in Afghanistan, United States-led coalition forces say they have detained a suspected Taliban commander. So ends the news in VOA Special English.